Jeremiah, Jesus Christ is at some time going to return. And also at the April gathering, we spent some time reading in Numbers 13 and 14, where Yahweh brought the children of Israel out of Egypt through the wilderness to the promised land, and only two and the children were really fit to go into the promised land. So he sent them back into the wilderness for 40 more years. And all those died except in the wilderness, except Joshua, Caleb, and the children. In these days, we need to remember the trust that Caleb and Joshua showed in Yahweh. So let's turn back to James, the 5th chapter, verse 8. Most of us feel like we're almost to the end of the 6,000 years of Yahweh's 7,000-year plan. Jesus is going to return to this earth. Verse 8, "Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Are we ready, brothers and sisters, for the return of the Lord? If we're not, possibly we can start preparing this week. Brother Jack Garvey is going to present an exhortation tomorrow morning considering this theme, and I've spoke to him about what I would like to do tonight, and we're hoping that it will complement his words tomorrow. So if you will, turn with me to Matthew Chapter 24. Verse 42. "Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up." His house to be broken up. "Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Now if you go to the Diaglot, and also if you look in the Septuagint, it refers to this goodman of the house as a, you know, a householder. There's much more to this parable than protecting your house from being broken into. It's much more than that. It says his house to be broken up. I really like the phrase, the goodman of the house. My definition of the goodman of the house is husbands, dads, and grandpas. That is the goodman of the house. Husbands, dads, and grandpas. And think about a really loving husband. A wonderful dad. And good old grandpa. I'm talking about the good ones. And we ought to write this down. They are always there. Now think about that. The good ones, they are always there. As long as they are alive. Working, providing, encouraging, and loving their wives, their sons, their daughters, their grandsons, and their granddaughters. The good man of the house. Husbands, dads, and grandpas. Now, since the family unit, think about the family unit. What have you learned from scriptures about the family unit? Who is the head of the house? The household, this householder. This good man of the house. It's the male. This family unit is critical. It's important. And since the family units combined, think about many family units combined. This makes up the ecclesia. And this good man of the house that we're studying, he's always working. He's always encouraging. And he's always loving his brethren, the spiritual family. Now, it says in verse 42 there, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come." The good man of the house is supposed to watch regarding the signs of the times. The watching accomplished by the good man of the house is very important, not only for him, but for his wife, for his children, his grandchildren, his brethren in the ecclesia, and his neighbors. The good man watches, and because of his diligent observance, not only does he provide for his family's daily needs, but also their spiritual needs. He lovingly guides his wife. The man is the head of the house. He lovingly guides his wife. Sometimes we don't guide that way. But we should. And not only this, but he strives to prepare his children to become adults, to be fit servants of deity. How do we stand up to that, brothers? Do we maybe put too much effort into temporal things and entertainment? Maybe we should concentrate on making God's Word more entertaining, because it is. Husbands, dads, grandpas, that's my definition of the good man of the house. Are we striving to accomplish what the good man here in Matthew is doing? The husband, the dad, the grandpa who accomplishes such an endeavor will be blessed, as in stated in verses 45 through 47. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made him ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Now, brothers and sisters, or brothers, to me, and I don't claim to be anywhere close to this description, but I've witnessed it in some brethren, and I believe that to strive to accomplish this, I think it's critical In 2015, I think it is critical to our unamended community that we strive to be this good men of the house. And for me, when I have witnessed this, I think it's wonderful. And not only that, to me, I think it's another beautiful example of what God's Word and what His Son has accomplished can bring about. It's truly a beautiful thing. At this time, let's have our closing hymn, 251 in the old and 339 in the new.